friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Alex Boone has us in recovery right now. I'm just telling you.
Tell me you wouldn't run through a brick wall for him. Like, if he was your coach.
I wouldn't get through the brick wall, but I'd give it a try.
I would.
He would make me give it a try.
Doesn't he get you? We got a 1-5 team, and I'm like, I don't know. He gets me. I was pumped up. You know, as always, you can listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I loved what Boone said. How about if we flip the script? Kevin can get the team, get the locker room, get it behind him by saying, we're just going to go beat the you-know-what out of these guys. We're running it 52 times instead of throwing it like they did against the Steelers. And we're going to pass 17 times. Look, run, as Boone said. Run. Oh, Jerry Jeudy over the middle, 45 yards. What do you think of that idea? Mike's in Orlando. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, man. How are we today?
Wonderfully well.
Great. Hey, I've always been a firm believer in what I call smash-mouth football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you go back to a run game, and I'm not saying go back to college with the wishbone and the stacked eye, but if you get two good running backs, one's a blocking back, one's a running back, and then I think that the RPO becomes a much greater option, and it's more dangerous than throwing the ball 52 bloody times.
Mike, I love the idea.
I'd like to see the run.
Booney's an offensive lineman. He loved the idea. You let the offensive lineman do what it is they do best.
Let him push.
I keep going back to Joel Bitonio. Joel is such a team player, it's ridiculous. But after the last game, when you drop back 60 times, he's going to get hit.
Quick question.
Sure.
A quick question, then I'll let you go.
Oh, thanks.
When did the NFL evolve away from the running game and get more into the passing game? It just seems to me that running backs have no stock capital anymore.
That's absolutely true. And, Mike, they've done that with rule changes because people like watching teams throw the football. It's kind of that
20
simple.
20 years into that? 20, 25 years?
Well, it's more now so than it's ever been, but it's been a process. There's no question. Running backs used to be the guys. You know,
and linebackers.
It was the middle, and now it's on the edges. Corners make the money. Wide receivers make the money. It used to be linebackers were the beasts, and running backs were your bread and butter. I mean, think of, you know, take a look at past drafts. You know, O.J. Simpson, Barry Sanders. These guys were high draft picks. Emmitt Smith. The running backs were the high picks. Now they think they can get running backs in the, you know, if you draft a back in the second round, that's high. And guess what? They're right. Remember, but you want a team that's changed it? Boone just said, let's go be the Detroit Lions. Remember, they signed David Montgomery when Dan Campbell went up there. They signed David Montgomery in free agency. And they signed him away from Chicago. And David Montgomery is a pretty gifted running back. And then what did they do? They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round when everybody went, what? You just signed Montgomery, and now you're taking a running back that high? That's too high for a running back. Well, how's that working for them, Andy?
It's working pretty good right now, Jeff.
I think it is, too. Mike's in Cleveland. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Yes,
close
sir.
Enough. Hey, and I love Alex Boone, and I'm from the blue side of the yellow and not the green side, if you catch my drift.
Yep, got it.
But
I root for all of them once they get their cap and gown and walk through that line. I root for all of them.
Hail the blue and gold. And it ain't Michigan. So, anyhow, he hit it right on the head. Like, go after him. And it reminded me of something that I read. There's a great book with Valvano. I know this is a different sport, but when Jimmy V played Houston and he went to the press conferences and was like, yeah, we're going to slow it down. And then in practice he said, we're going to take it right to him, you know? So let's take it to them. You know, get nasty down there. You know, do something that people aren't expect you to do. You know, and I love when he said, instead of throwing it 52 times, run it 22 times, or throw it, or run it 52 times. Don't throw it 26 times. You know where I'm going.
So wait, you have running backs. Yeah. Right? You drafted Judkins high. You've got Sampson. You got your own Ford.
You know what I'm doing. I'm just like it's traffic, but he got me juiced up.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Because now I want to get pads on and go hit somebody.
I said the same thing. And by the way, you have to say that you're smarter because of somebody that went to Ignatius. I'm just saying it, man.
He went to Ignatius. Booney went to Ed.
Everything's fine. Dude, we're terrible. We're 1-7.
Hang in there, Mike.
Yet somehow
better days
still
ahead for the Wildcats.
Figure out a way to make the playoffs.
Better days ahead.
When's the last time there was a running back taken number one overall? I had to think about it for a second.
Is it O.J.? It's been since O.J. Simpson.
Jonna Carter.
Been long since O.J. Simpson.
In 95. And then I thought, wasn't there?
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We don't see that much anymore. How about that?
It's been forever.
Mark is in Cleveland. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey.
Go, Mark. Mark, do you hang up by chance? Mistake?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah, I wanted to say what Alex said was all, you know, that sounds like a guy with a winning mentality. And, you know, we all know Kevin Stefanski's not stupid, and he's smart. But what's going on when you have the one guy that's the only person that Steelers were looking out for, were game planning against on first and goal from the 3-yard line, that guy's sitting on the bench. What is going on? That sounds like he's just trying. He doesn't want to win. I can't see how he can do that. Throw the ball, give up on the running game after the first quarter in Pittsburgh.
Mark, I couldn't agree with you more.
The offensive line is banged up. That's the best thing you can do for them. He's doing everything the opposite. It sounds like he's trying. Seems like
see
he's
what
trying
he does
lose.
This week. Let's see if he opens up the offense this week. Let's see what he does.
Couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Couldn't agree more.
Booney got everybody fired up. How about this? I think we're all ready to run through a brick wall. Love it.
I just think that this team is built to run the football. How about this, Andy? I know it's not built to pass the football.
By the names on the back of the jerseys of the wide receivers, I would probably agree with you.
And the quarterbacks at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope, and by the way, everybody who calls or emails or whatever about Shador, can we just keep this in mind? We all hope that he becomes a stud. We all hope Dylan Gabriel becomes a stud.
Jeff, you don't want him to play. Tell everyone you don't like him and you don't want him to play, because that's what everybody seems to be hearing. Yet I've never heard you say that once.
Not once.
Neither one of us have said.
I hope they both become great players. Wouldn't that be awesome if we had two really good young quarterbacks? Oh my God!
You'd have to trade
Stop
one,
me, Andy.
You'd
Pinch
have to trade
me, my
one.
Friend. Pinch me.
You'd have to trade.
Shador.
But the best thing they can do for those guys right now is run the football. And what's the best thing you can
it's
do for a beat up offensive line? Run the football
or throw super short passes like they tried to do last week. But just 52 of them isn't going to work. And again, something's not right when your tight end is when your tight ends, plural, are your leading receivers. Something's not right.
Charlie's in Cleveland. Hello, Charlie.
My fellas, man, look, man, we're 1-5.
Hmm?
We're trying to figure out how to get a wild card spot. This is what we're talking about.
Oh,
we're
I'm
Charlie.
Right.
You, Charlie, I'm Charlie. Charlie, just me and you. We're the only two talking about wild card. Me and you. We're it. Me and you.
Look, and then like 5 minutes ago, you guys had this analyst on, sounded like he was eating a bowl of Red Bull on steroids, talking about running through walls.
Yes. Charlie, that wasn't an analyst.
Hey, seriously, man.
He's one of us.
That's a former NFL offensive lineman, Charlie.
This is week in and week out. This is what we're getting fed every week and week in out. I mean, this Sunday was, you know what's going to happen? The Gatorade boy didn't pass out. Gatorades, and we lost by 3. It's just, I mean, the stuff has just got to stop.
Pickle juice, cramping, bad, bad. Yes.
You know what I'm getting at?
I hear you. A
bowl, Red Bull on steroids. That guy had me so hyped. I almost actually quit my job if I had a job. You know what I'm getting at? I mean, but that's all we got now these days. That's exactly what we got. You know what I'm getting at?
Charlie.
That is all we got. We got a guy that's going to take 5 minutes of our time and pump us up and give us the hope and the faith to try to get up this morning and try to eat a bowl of Red Bull on steroids. You know what I mean?
I got you, Charlie.
Beyond Wheaties. The guy is beyond Wheaties. You know the Wheaties commercials?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him flying through that?
Yeah, John Belushi eating donuts and smoking a cig.
Right. I mean, 1 in 5, fellas. I mean, we are who we are, man. I don't care. You can fire Kevin Sebastian and put in Red Bull, fella. And it ain't going to change. Nothing's going to change right now, man. I'm so tired, I'm going to pass out. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Charlie. Charlie.
Go ahead and quit the water.
You're energized right now, Charlie. Right, go out.
And, I got to tell you.
Maybe right now we can go out and look for a job. He's got all the energy.
That is a top 10 line on the show. Ever.
Red Bull guys got him cranked up.
I was just about to leave my job if I had a job. Oh, my God.
Charlie, that was one of the best calls we've ever had.
Yes. Well done.
By the way, Dano, text Booney and tell him he's now known as Red Bull guy.
I will also state, from years of knowing him, that's just him. I don't think there's enhancements taking place. That's just Booney.
No, that's absolutely true. I told him this. I was doing sideline reporting on St. Ed Radio. It was such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Mueller, the late Jim Mueller, an outstanding sportscaster in Northeast Ohio, was our play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cousineau was our color analyst, and I did sidelines. And we had such fun doing those. And Alex was a young kid on those teams. And he was just huge. And I thought, I can't wait to see what happens with this guy. And his brother, J.J. Boone, was a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And he was just a commando, man. It was great fun.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.